I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
White House officials say the president will use his primetime address to make the case for rebuilding the economy, lowering prescription drug costs, and defending abortion access. With an eye toward the general election, Mr. Biden will lay out the sharp differences between his policies and Donald Trump's. Most Americans have doubts about the president's age and mental fitness and likely will be closely watching his performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas says its delegation has left Cairo and that talks on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release will resume next week. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move makes a truce before Ramadan unlikely as Hamas pushes for a permanent end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. However, Israel has vowed to continue with the goal of destroying Hamas after a temporary ceasefire ends. The US, Egypt, and Qatar have been trying for weeks to broker an agreement between the two sides. The negotiations have focused on a six-week ceasefire and the release of 40 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sweden has formally joined NATO as the 32nd member of the transatlantic military alliance, ending decades of post-World War II neutrality. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson.
It is a major step, but at the same time, a very natural step. Membership means that we are coming home to the Alliance for Peace and coming home to the Alliance for Freedom, to which many democracies already belong.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 130 points, the Nasdaq rose 241, the S&P advanced 52. This is SRN News. Hostility against churches in the U.S. is on the rise.
According to the Family Research Council, at least 915 acts of hostility against churches occurred between 2018 and 2023. FRC's records show types of acts include vandalism, arson, gun-related incidents, bomb threats, and more. Last year alone, there were 436 incidents, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number in 2018. FRC says the findings suggest that hostility against churches is not only on the rise, but also accelerating. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists have unearthed a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eleazar the priest in ancient Hebrew script. On the reverse side of the coin were the words, Year One of the Redemption of Israel. SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the search for suspects in yet another mass transit shooting that has plagued riders in Philadelphia.
Eight teenagers were injured, says Philadelphia Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Vanor.
All the juveniles were taken to various hospitals.
When shots rang out at a city bus stop Wednesday afternoon with students from Northeast High School waiting for a ride home, Vanor on WPVI-TV says surveillance video shows there were three suspects on the ground and...
It was a blue vehicle.
So...
The car wasn't driving itself, that there's a fourth individual in the car.
Two buses were punctured by bullets. This was the fourth such shooting on Philadelphia's transit system in as many days. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.